You're listening to the Women Inspiring Women podcast. Each week, network marketing professional and mom-turned-entrepreneur Melanie Mitro gives you her tried-and-true tips for building a business from your kitchen table. This self-made millionaire went from a stay-at-home mom to the top of a network marketing business in just 3 years. She built an online health and fitness business from the ground up while raising babies and juggling being a mom and wife. Now she wants to help you become the boss of your own life. For blog posts, business tips, and more, check out her website at melaniemitro.com. Now let's get to the show. Here's your host, Melanie Mitro.
Well, hey, everybody. It is Melanie Mitro, the host of the Women Inspiring Women podcast, and we're back for an episode, and I am rejuvenated, refreshed, excited to be here with you, and can't wait to give you such an incredible podcast episode to listen no matter where you're at in life today. Friends, as a network marketing leader in the industry that has been around for over a decade, has gone on to create my own business that serves women in the industry and helps you grow and scale your network marketing business to six figures and beyond. I know the emotional roller coaster that you are on 99% of the time. And the reason I know that is because I have been there too. I have walked the walk. I've talked the talk. I know the highs, the lows. I know the setbacks, the obstacles, the moments where you question whether or not you can even go on. And I also know that you're normal. This is real. This is what we all go through as we're building any business. And even as I've gone off to grow my other business at Chic Influencer, I will tell you there is no easy street. There is no business that just prints you money. There is no glory without the grind. And really, at the end of the day, you just have to love the work that you get to show up and do every single day. And if the work you love, if the products you can get behind, if the business opportunity is something that is an opportunity that you see that adds value to your life, not saying it'll be perfect, not saying that there won't be things you don't like about the company or like about the business model or the compensation plan, because no matter where you go, there are always pros and cons, but you have to love where you're at, and you have to want to work hard for that business. And today I want to talk about how you handle adversity, Why? Because we are all navigating adversity, and I have been in a season of handling adversity for quite some time. You may not know that. You probably don't see it from the outside because I don't want that to be what my platform is all about. And I don't want it to be all about the struggle. I want to talk to people about how I get through it, but today I really feel like it's a good opportunity to have this conversation because we're always going to have adversity in our business, no matter what phase that we're in. And if I give you this kind of full context before I dive into some practical tips today, you know, when I started my direct sales business in 2011, I was a new postpartum mom. And I had just left my corporate career. I was at home. It was about 6 months into my stay-at-home mom journey, with a little bit of air quotes there. I was navigating the emotions and the hormone changes that come with being in your postpartum days. And I also was mourning the loss of a corporate career that I didn't know I was going to mourn. And I was finding my way in the direct sales space. And so I was navigating a lot of emotions as I stepped into direct sales. And I had 75 Facebook friends. I had zero Instagram followers. I had never used Facebook and Instagram for anything other than to post a status update or to share an anniversary, a wedding, a birth announcement. It was nothing. I just wasn't an active social media person. And I'm very introverted as a person naturally. I am not super shy or super outgoing. I don't just walk into a party and feel right at home. I get my energy from small groups and good friendships and deep conversation, but I require recharging. I require a lot of alone time. I prefer to be alone versus surrounded by people. And so I stepped into direct sales with, you know, all of these cards stacked against me. I don't have an established social media following. I don't know how to use social media for marketing. I've never done a direct sales business before. I'm definitely not an outgoing person by nature. And my husband really did not support my business decision, partly because he really didn't understand that this was actually something you could make money at, because he didn't know anybody that had made money in network marketing in the past. So I was navigating these roadblocks. There was a lot of adversity. There was a lot of me trying to figure it out and a lot of time spent behind the computer and on my phone trying to navigate having quality conversations, figuring out the algorithm and how to post and how to have good customer service. And that was a lot of adversity. And it felt like I was trucking through quicksand a lot of times in that first 9 months of my business, until that momentum really kicked off. And that adversity that I faced was not only the lack of people believing in me, people not seeing my vision, a lot of people rolling their eyes at me, telling me that these types of businesses don't work and that my social media was annoying. And a lot of, you know, my husband just not believing in what I was doing and not supporting me by helping with some of the daily tasks around the house that just needed to get done. And so I had to be willing to be really uncomfortable in those early days in my business in order to get to the wins, to see the momentum begin to build. And we'll talk a little bit about how I navigated that discomfort in a moment. But then once I quote unquote made it to that first leadership rank, I had a new challenge that I was faced with. The adversity there was I went into management mode and I felt like I needed to be a martyr to my team, and service was what I was supposed to do. And that meant that my personal business took a backseat. I had a moment, you know, this cycle of maybe 90 days where my sales were dipping and I wasn't recruiting as many people as I had been to get to that leadership rank. And I had this, oh crap moment where I realized that the way I was managing my time wasn't supporting the next goal that I had. And so I had this moment of discomfort where I had to organize my team, my time, my priorities, my boundaries. And so I had to navigate through that season. And then I had to navigate through the next season, which was I have leaders on my team and my business is significantly, it's growing really fast and I'm starting to get more traction. So I had to hire help and hire an assistant, and I had to systematize my business a little bit so that it wasn't all falling on my shoulders. And then I had to duplicate. I had to be able to teach my organization how to lead, how to show up, how to sell, how to recruit. And then I got to the point where my business was at a large, large scale, and I had to be able to lead leaders. I had to inspire vision. I then had to hire more team members, and, you know, and things changed. We went through a season where we then had a leaders that left. They had cycled in. They had reached their capacity with the company, had decided this was no longer for them. So I navigated this season of people leaving and mistrust and questioning integrity of human beings and really learning how to deal with adversity of major challenges like that, and how to create a strong, thriving culture after a big rough patch in business. And so I look at all these seasons, right? And then I should not end there, because then we rebuilt, we brought in a new wave of leadership, right? New wave of leadership, people coming in, supporting people whose goals are different. And today, here we are 12 years later, and most of my leaders, my OGs on my team, we started when our boys were little. And I say boys because a lot of us have all boys, but we started when our kids were little. And now they're in the teenager phase. And there, some people have kids that are going off to college, and our business, our direct sales business, is really serving us in a different season, different capacity. We have different goals, different desires, because we've grown and we're navigating how to set goals based off of where we're at in life. And so it's always evolving. It's always changing. And so if you are always running away from adversity or always trying to find comfort and just this normal pace, you're always going to be dissatisfied, right? You're just going to be not fulfilled, because you're going to be looking for something that doesn't actually exist. Because anytime you are staying the same, anytime you're maintaining, anytime you're like, I'm just going to maintain what I have, you're falling apart, your business is dying, attrition is happening. There has to be this consistent flow of new and incoming and opportunity. And that doesn't mean that it's at this rapid pace that maybe you did in the past, but there has to be a cadence and a consistency to your business that keeps it going at a healthy rate. And boy, as I say this, I would not be able to give you this advice even 5 years ago. I have grown so much over the last 5 years because I continue to allow myself to get curious about what my next level of success looks like, about defining success differently, about deciding what it's going to look like in this next season of my business and my future. And so, how do we handle adversity? Number one, the one big way that we handle adversity is through our mindset. And I start with this because so many people just tune me out when I talk about mindset, but I'm actually not kidding you at all. 95% of your success is actually the stories you tell yourself on repeat. It is the thoughts you think, because the thoughts you think become the actions you take. The actions you take are the results you get in your business. And so if you are thinking thoughts like, I've failed in the past, why would this be any different? Guess what's going to happen? When you show up to invite people to join your team, when you post on social media about your business opportunity, when you're uploading stories about your upcoming webinar that you're running or your business mentorship that's now open, when you come into the room with energy thinking, this is just what I have to do. This is what the marketing plan says I got to do. So let me just get this post up. Let me get these stories up. Let me just like hurry up and send out a quick email and post in a group and let me move on with my day. When you do that, saying to yourself, this probably isn't going to work. It hasn't worked in the past. Or if I do sign anybody up, they're just going to quit. That energy right there creates a block between you and really awesome human beings. What happens is it's flat. Your energy is not felt through your content. The excitement isn't there. It feels heavy. And if you're going through the motions because this is just what you think you should do, because you want to be able to look back and say, see, I told you it doesn't work, you're self-sabotaging your success. Your mindset is literally making your work pointless. You might as well not even post those stories. You might as well not host a business opportunity. You might as well not put up that post about your business mentorship, because it's going to fall on deaf ears because there's no excitement behind it. There's no passion. There's no vision for where you're going. You miss that. If you watch two people on social media, one that believes with her whole heart that even if she doesn't have a number one team right now, she's going to find out how to get one, and she's going to manifest that through her actions and her energy, you are drawn to her business. Versus watching somebody on social media who's just going through the motions. I need to put up these stories. I just need to get it done. It's flat. There's no excitement there. It's the people you just click one through the next of their stories and you move on. You know what I'm talking about. You might actually be her right now. But your thoughts that you are telling yourself, if you are sitting here saying, well, I have failed in the past, people have signed up in the past, and it's not going to work, then that is exactly where you're going to stay. So when it comes to navigating through, maybe your adversity is that you're rebuilding your team. Maybe your adversity is that you've had people that have quit in the past and you are trying to move past that and separate from the fact that it is actually not your fault that somebody quits. It is not you. It's not your job to make somebody successful. It's your job to guide, to lead, to mentor, but it's not your job to make them successful. It's their job to do the work. And so we have to reframe our mindset. And so one of the big things that I want you to do is you've got to stop identifying with an identity that's keeping you stuck. Stop identifying with an identity that is keeping you stuck. If you are telling yourself that you are a bad business mentor right now, you need to let her die. You are not a bad business mentor. Because leaders left, because people went to other companies, because people said this isn't for me, because somebody blocked you on social media after they signed up and said they were going to be your next top distributor, and then they're just gone, that does not make you a bad leader. You focusing on that and living in the past and living in things you have no control over is giving your power away to somebody else. You cannot control people's actions, but you can control yours. And so I want you to begin to shift your perspective. You are not a bad leader. You're not responsible for the things that happened in the past. The only thing you are responsible for is the way that you show up today. If you keep saying to yourself, I'm disorganized, or I'm not good at managing my time, you have to let her die, because that is keeping you in your comfort zone. Right? Those narratives, those stories that you are telling yourself is you. It's you saying, I just want to be safe. And you know what? I don't have to get uncomfortable if I just keep using the excuse that I am bad at managing my time. Listen, friend, why does this matter? Why is staying comfortable? Why is using this excuse over and over? Why is that a good choice? Is that helping you to get closer to your goal? No, it's not. It's keeping you in this comfort zone. It keeps you in this safe space. But you know what it's really doing? It's causing long-term pain in your life. I talked about this yesterday as I was kicking off our first mindset session in my Rockstar Recruitment course, which is an 8-week course that I teach, teaching women how to everything from the start to the finish of building their network marketing business. And we do mindset sessions every single Monday. And again, if you are not in the Rockstar Recruitment course, you can still join. You can click the link in the show notes here. You can get in. We're getting ready to teach module number one. Of course, it's a course, and that means that you have access to it forever. So you're not missing out. You can jump in. You can start lesson one. You can start learning with us now. But yesterday in this mindset lesson, I was talking about how we need to let that old narrative go. Because right now you're telling yourself, right, I don't manage my time well, or I'm a collector of information. And that is keeping you safe. It's keeping you from sending your invites to the business. It's keeping you from doing the posts and the stories. But let's think about this comfort zone right now. If you stay in this comfort zone of not taking action, of being a collector of information, of taking the Rockstar Recruitment course and just being a student for 8 weeks, what is going to happen 1 year from now? What's going to happen 1 year from now if you keep telling yourself that you're a collector of information, you're bad at implementation, you're not a strong recruiter? Well, 1 year from now, you might have to go get a new job. You might have to get a second job because you haven't been able to make your network marketing business work. And so you gotta pay the bills. You might be at risk, like your health might be at risk. Maybe the current job that you have is sucking your soul. It's causing stress and anxiety. And you might be at risk for some serious health conditions if you don't get this under control. Heck, you might be at risk of not being able to retire early, not being able to go on that family vacation you want to go on, not being able to afford to send your kids to that school that they want to go to because you can't make ends meet. And that discomfort that you're going to feel in the future because you weren't willing to get uncomfortable today, man, that is way worse. I would rather live short-term discomfort right now today instead of a lifelong discomfort that I didn't show up and push myself in my goals. And so here you are today, and you're trying to decide, do I go after the big dreams? Yeah, it's scary to be more vulnerable on social. It's scary to reach out and invite, but it's literally scary for 30 seconds. You hype it up in your body. You make yourself anxious. You overthink it. You think of all the possible scenarios. But if you would just send the message, if you would just do the post, you would actually realize it's not that bad. It's not that bad. And so I want to challenge you today that if you want to handle the current challenges that you're facing, you've got to run straight into them and say, I am willing to be uncomfortable for a short time in my life so that I can have a lifelong of comfort and opportunities that most people do not ever get the chance to get. That means that you are working on that mindset. You are sharpening your mindset every single day through the podcast, the books you listen to, the people you surround yourself with, the way that you practice calm and peace and empowerment through your meditations, through your workouts, through the events that you go to. All of those things matter, but we have to stop identifying with the things that keep us stuck because it makes us feel comfortable. because that's not helping us get any closer to the goals that we actually want. I also want you to know that hard work doesn't guarantee success. When I think about handling adversity, I want you to think about this thought process. So many of us, we get mad when we pour our heart and our soul into a project and we don't hit the goal. Friends, I have worked so incredibly hard over the past year on a few really big projects that every single one of them, I fell short. Every single one of them. I've had more failures in this past year and a half than I probably have had in the 12 years that I have been in direct sales. But you know what? Not once did I let it take the wind out of my sails for more than 6 hours. What do I mean by that? When I fail at a goal, and I've failed at a lot of them, I give myself 6 hours to be upset. I mull it over. I yell. I scream. I cry. I do whatever I need to do. I vent. I take a walk. I sleep. I just whatever. I eat some whatever. I eat some chocolate. I self-soothe. I just do it. I let myself feel the emotions that I didn't hit the goal. And then I unpack it. I actually look at a project that I was working on and I say, what worked and what didn't work. I make a list of all the wins that I had. I go looking for all the ways that I improved from the last time that I did this specific project. So it could be recruitment for you. Maybe you did your first business opportunity webinar. Well, if you look back 30 days, you weren't doing a webinar 30 days ago. So you're already winning. If this was, maybe you didn't sign anybody up from the webinar. Well, great. Do you have 5 new people on a list that are somewhat interested? That's progress from a month ago. If you look back and you're like, I didn't really get the traction I wanted, but 30 days ago, you weren't even posting about the business. So how about if we just celebrate the fact that we're posting about the business? We're starting to talk about the business mentorship. You know what? We might've had a lot of conversations with tons of objections, but now I have a list of objections that I can work into the next webinar, that I can work into the next round of social media content. And now I have 30 days where I can prime my audience. I can connect with new people. I can double down. So I don't ever lose. I'm only learning. I'm learning, I'm evolving, I'm improving, I'm tweaking, I'm refining, and I'm doing it again. And I said this in another podcast episode. Most people don't give things long enough to stick. They quit. Every 30 days, they're changing their strategy. They're throwing things in the garbage and they're doing something completely new. And so you never are comparing apples to apples. It's apples to oranges. And you never have clear data about what's working and what's not. And my secret sauce over the past 12 years has not been filing my work in the trash can every 30 days. It has been looking for the gains that I am making. It's identifying the areas I want to tweak slightly, and it's washing, rinsing, and repeating. I understand that my hard work isn't always going to produce the results that I want. But guess what? Over time, it does. And I may not achieve the goal in the 30-day timeframe I set or the 60-day timeframe I set, but heck, I at 90, at 6 months, at 1 year, I'm going to be light years ahead of the competition. And that is the way that I've built my direct sales business, you guys. I have built my business on consistency and discipline and perfecting my craft. So if you are like a ping pong ball right now, and you're over here learning from this mentor, and you're over here learning from that mentor, and you're buying this course, and you're signing up for this mentorship, and you're getting this downloadable, and you're taking in information from all these places, and you are so turned around right now that you don't even know what to implement, or you're watching 10 million leaders on social media that are in your industry, and they're all marketing different ways, and you don't know how you should be marketing, you got to put your blinders on. Just be here. Just be with me. Just be in the Rockstar Recruitment Course. If you're not ready for that, get into the collective, get into that membership, implement our Direct Sales Done Right Academy, get your foundation solid, wash, rinse, repeat, become a network marketing professional, master the skills of conversations, of converting people, of inviting people to the products and the opportunities. That's truly what is going to help you skyrocket your success over time. My friends, as I think about handling adversity, it's going to happen. It is just a part of life. And instead of running away from it, I want you to run into it. Because when you run into adversity, just like a buffalo does when he sees a storm, if you've ever heard this story before, when buffalo see a storm, they don't run away from it, they run into it. Cows run away from it. Think about this. How much energy do you expend running away from your problems? A heck of a lot of energy. And guess what? The storm is going to catch up to you no matter what. But if you just turn around and you look at that storm and you run head into that storm, guess what's going to happen? It's going to hurt for a moment. It's going to be uncomfortable for a moment, but you're going to come out on the other side and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm a better human because I leaned into the challenges. That wasn't so bad. I can do hard things. And you build up your confidence and your competence in yourself. Adversity is a part of life. Adversity is a part of doing great things. And it's a part of making an income and an impact beyond your wildest dreams. And people are counting on you today to show up and show them what is possible. Do not quit on your dreams. There are people that are waiting for you to invite them to present the opportunity, and your family, your friends, your kids, they are watching you. Show them what success is all about. Show them what resilience truly means. Show them how to handle adversity with class. Friends, thank you so much for being a part of my Women Inspiring Women community. You have no idea how much your support means to me, that you tag me on Instagram and you tell me that you love the podcast episodes I'm putting out there, that you share it with your downlines when something really speaks. I love it. I love seeing you inside of my courses and my memberships. And I sure hope that you will come to our live event this fall. We're kicking off the very first Elevate Her Summit. It is a 2-day event. It's going to be here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It is open to any network marketer, social seller, direct seller that is out there that is looking to grow and scale and have a successful six-figure and beyond business. Great opportunity to bring your team, to get together, to collaborate, to network, to learn from my business partner, myself, and other top industry leaders. You can come get your cup filled, get tons of motivation and inspiration, but also walk away with super tactical and tangible takeaways to help move your business forward. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, and all of the details are right here in the show notes for the Elevate Her Summit. We've got early bird specials going on right now, so you can save $100 off our VIP ticket or the general admission. And so go snag it. We've got group discounts as well. So if you want to come with your teams, you can get our group rate by just emailing support@chicinfluencer.com. And we look forward to having you at this event. And thank you so much for showing up today. I will see you soon and have a great day. Bye, friends.